Whoa. Yes!
Is this bad?
You should pull that out.
Love them just like a retarded cat. Don and Mike.
You know, when I wrote that, I didn't know what it meant. Still don't. It is the Best of Don and Mike Monday, September 12th edition. Tis I, your old buddy Rob. Rob Spiewak. Good stuff today. I don't know about you, but I sure am enjoying these moments from Don and Mike yesteryear. When Beth Ann picked out the segments, she's sort of like a theme today. It's a very Mike-centric show. And today we look back when Mike moved. He had to take another house for personal reasons, and he moved into a house. He called it the Speakeasy, and here's the recap of the move. It was a wonderful move. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Well, over the weekend, my friend Mike. Well, we're moving on now.
Not really.
Had the opportunity to move into the Speakeasy.
Yeah, the Speakeasy's up and running now. I went to school moving into the Speakeasy. I was kind of low-key because I'm moving so close to where my my wife and my kids are living most of the time now.
Right.
That I kind of low-keyed this move. You know, really low-keyed it. I used the same guy that my wife used to move some of her stuff into storage.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And just didn't really pay attention to the details. And I have wonderful advice for anybody that's moving, especially if you're doing a close-by move.
Yeah.
See, I have a different circumstance because I'm selling my house and my wife is still living in it, and we're on very good terms even with the separation, so we can pretty much come and go as we please. I mean, last night my kids stayed with me, and they're going to stay with me for a couple of nights, and so my wife came over and was like setting up their beds and stuff, their bunk beds, and everything was cool. So the fact that I'm going back and forth, I said, well, I don't need to really worry about stuff. I'll just have the movers move the big stuff. And so Saturday was my moving day. Actually, Friday, because of our circumstances, I said, you know, if you can let me in a day early, Friday night will be my first night in the place.
So I'll have in the Speakeasy.
In the Speakeasy. And this is, and you know, I'm not talking about last Friday. We've been off a long time. I'm talking about a week ago Friday. So I had the movers come out, and I said, you know, the guy came over, this guy Buddy, who is this great moving guy. He's got a small moving company.
Hey, Buddy.
And Buddy says, you know, just put stickers, these little orange stickers on everything that you want to move.
There you go.
So I waited till maybe like 5 minutes before Buddy was going to get there to race through and put the stickers on everything. And I didn't realize you got to, like, empty the drawers and stuff. And I just really blew it. I mean, I blew it because I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why this has been difficult. It is difficult because you know that I'm not really digging this situation. I'm not really motivated because it's me that's moving out. And, you know,
you're not really happy.
And I'm not happy about it. And I'm not thrilled. And it's sad and all those things. So what I tend to do is what I guess most normal people do. You kind of avoid those difficult situations to the last minute. And so what I did was I put these stickers on all the big, heavy stuff that I couldn't move myself. And
your,
I figured.
Your dresser.
Yeah, dresser, furniture.
Couch.
Beds. Mattresses, things like that. All the stuff that is really heavy stuff. And I assume that I'll just go back and forth. And I said, but I'd have everything I needed. So Friday comes, and it's about midnight. And everything is there. Everything gets moved in. And the next morning I wake up, and I actually put together a partial list of when you move, mm-hmm. things that might be important to have.
All right.
That I didn't have. I had none. I mean, Zippo. The guy that my landlord, who's become a very good friend of mine, John, is was really cool about like leaving some furniture there. That he's left some beautiful furniture for me that I get to use as part of the deal. And like it's like, well, it saves me from moving stuff, right? So and I didn't have anything. Laura and I were very cool as far as you want this, no, you want that, and I mean there was nothing really heavy duty about it outside of the major.
Is there any stuff I can have?
What's that?
Is there any stuff I can have?
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, if you'd like, you know, I'll put an inventory together and see it, but there's nothing that probably would interest you.
If you're having a going out of business sale.
But see, she's moving after we sell our house. So what she is doing is moving stuff into storage until she gets her place.
Oh, all right.
And so then after that, we will have...
Rob,
what did he write?
Rob would like to buy your
boy.
Rob would like to buy your slot machine.
Slot machine. I think we sold it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Take a loss?
Because, you know, Daryl never really fixed it.
Yeah.
So it never... And you remember when I had the whole idea of putting the casino in my house in the bottom? The casino idea, which Don accurately predicted... Don accurately predicted that the casino would not happen. But you remember what you said? You said it would last like a month. It was like the only thing you were like a week too long. Because it lasted about 3 weeks.
Forgot about
the slot machine.
Home casino.
If that slot machine had worked properly... then it would have lasted 2 months.
Ah.
But the fact
God.
That that slot machine was constantly broken. But I get up on Saturday, and I'd run out to the convenience store and gotten like a six-pack of Diet Coke and some macadamia nuts.
There you go.
And that's all I had. What I didn't have in the house was, I didn't have any waste baskets, you know, stuff to put your trash in, and I didn't have any trash bags. So what I was using in my bedroom and in the kitchen was, empty boxes for my trash, which really is not, it's not the kind of look you really want to have as a permanent look. You don't want to have an empty box there for, but the good news is that my new place is really close to the dump. I S you not. You know I'm telling you the truth.
I know you are. I know.
My new place is literally less than a minute drive from the dump.
Oh, that's good for
less than 1 minute to get to it. Maybe a little longer. About 2 minutes. 2 minutes from the dump.
Wow.
And
money.
Oh God, but I'd never been to the dump. I'd always had a trash service. I'd always had somebody come out and pick up the trash. This is like, you know, once your kitchen is filled up with trash bags, which I didn't have, you can actually take it. But what I was doing was I was throwing all my garbage in. And mostly paper products, you know, mostly other empty boxes for stuff that I was buying to move in into. I had one big cardboard box in the kitchen where I was throwing like paper towels and stuff, and then one big cardboard box up in the bathroom in my bedroom. Okay,
yeah.
So because I've got a nice place, it's a really pretty place with a great view. I love it. I mean, I really love it. But I totally miscalculated this move. I was not prepared for it, and so I didn't have waste baskets. I had no toilet paper.
Oh.
Now for me, toilet paper is like, that's it. You had to go. That's a trip to the convenience store.
Did you have like paper towels? Or?
I had no paper towels. I did not have. Somehow in the move, I forgot to bring pillows. So I had a mattress with a sheet on it and bedding. Because the mattress, they brought the bedding. They said, do you want us to take the sheets off your bed that you're taking? I said, no. Just move, if you can, if at all possible, move the entire bed with the bedding on it, and then just put it on the bed, and it'll save me. Because I am, you know, I am not a domestically inclined individual. That's probably one of the reasons I'm separating anyway. My wife couldn't stand it. A lot of things are becoming clear to me as to why this separation may have occurred.
When they moved your mattress.
Yes.
You mean
they? I think they did, no, because they didn't put the bedding back on it. They had actually they did. They ripped the bedding off because it was like getting hung up on stuff. So they actually put it in a box, and that was what a pain in the ass that was. Okay. You know what? You get me in for any domestic task. This whole bedding issue, you know, which they make you do in the army and things like that. I am really, really bad at it. So I had a box of sheets, and you have the mattress pad, and then you have to put the. What the hell is the thing? Yeah, the fitted sheet.
Right.
Yeah, thank you.
Right.
Thank you, Martha.
Yeah,
you put the fitted sheet on it, and then you put the
sheet on.
The regular flat sheet, as it's called. Yeah, because I bought some flat sheets at Kmart. I'm embarrassed to say that Martha Stewart, the closest store to me is the bankrupt Kmart.
So great, you're now close to the dump.
I'm close to the dump, and I am close to Kmart.
That's great.
Yeah. So I didn't have pillows, plates, glasses. I didn't have a pen. Because I had to write a check to the movers and I didn't have a pen, but Buddy had a pen,
of course.
So
I was able to write
Buddy his check. I had the checkbook out, which is, you know, to me that's job one. Have the checkbook with you because you can write. I didn't have an alarm clock. I didn't have any towels.
Oh.
I didn't have any towels, and I looked in the linen thing, and there was like a towel from the landlord. Now I'm sorry, but it was a clean towel.
Wait, when you were going through your house,
yeah.
How come you didn't at one point?
I didn't have any pants either. I didn't have any pants. When I first moved, when I woke up on Saturday morning, I had all these golf shirts hanging in my closet that I brought over myself, and I didn't have a pair of pants.
Well, how come when you left that?
I wore swim trunks all day Saturday, like gym shorts and swim trunks what I wore.
When you left the house that your wife...
You know, I'm not making it up.
You left the house that your wife is living in now.
Yes, yes.
As you were
10 minutes down the road. It's about a 10-minute drive.
As you were going...
8 miles, exactly.
As you're going through, though...
Yes.
Why didn't you stop by the kitchen to say, me need food?
Because I didn't process that. I was thinking about getting all the big stuff, and I was over eager, you know, to spend my first night in my new place, and I was just not thinking about, like, the stuff you need.
Well,
I was getting, because...
You left without your pants.
I didn't have any pants. I didn't have any dress pants at all. No pants and no shorts.
You are a damn dumb.
I had underwear. I had a drawer full of underwear, but I didn't have any pants. I could have gone to the golf course with the finest golf shirts that I own with my hanging out, and it would have been fine. But I didn't have that, and I didn't have a knife or a fork. So, but I did have, I'll tell you what I did. At the grocery store, I bought Pop-Tarts, macadamia nuts, Apple Jacks, some chips, and Chef Boyardee ravioli. And I got home, and the house comes with a microwave. So I looked for a bowl, and I wasn't gonna heat the ravioli up in the can, because it makes sparks.
Right.
So, and I've eaten cold ravioli. I love it, actually. I like you just right out of the can, and I ate it with my hands. Because at that point I'd gone to the...
You did not.
I did. At that point I had gone to the convenience store and gotten toilet paper and paper towels, but I didn't. And no, I'm lying. I didn't. I ate one thing with I pulled the ravioli up, and the top strand of it, like, peeled back, and I knew that it was going to be impossible. And then John, the landlord, in like the very top shelf in the kitchen, had plastic knives and forks.
Why didn't you just at one point?
Now I've since, you know, in the week since, I'm still catching up. I'm still trying to, and I still got half my stuff at the house.
Why didn't you just go to your wife's house and say, "Listen, I need some forks, spoons, plates.
Well, no,
cups. I need my pants."
Well, because I believe that it was my perception that when I finally was out and when I was going to, you know, when everything had been done, it was my perception that she was really, grateful, you know, that I was gone. And so it was something that I didn't want to burden her with that. And as far as, like, dishware and stuff, you know, she's got that house. That's for, you know, that's for her. And I'm going to get my own dishes and move my own stuff in. And I didn't want to borrow. And when I came over, she gave me some towels. She gave me a lot of towels. You know, I did real well with towels. Yes.
You got a birthday coming up.
Yeah. You know what? Everybody, if you have any birthday...
You got a birthday coming up.
June 22nd. If you have any... Now, don't... I want everybody just to... Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Go.
Back off, because, I mean, it's going to be simple stuff. This will be the cheapest birthday, I swear to God, because what I need is basic, like, inexpensive
Even
stuff.
Even better. Today, go to Fair Oaks, like Williams-Sonoma, and register.
Okay, I'll register.
Yeah, it'll be like a bridal registry.
But I'm really good with kitchen stuff, because I did that. I'm more. Let me noodle it through.
Make a list. Bed Bath and Beyond has registration.
See right now, you know what? Here's the deal. You're putting pressure on me right now.
Yeah.
I'm not going to remember anything I want. I mean, it's just I'm doing all right.
You got 2 weeks.
We'll help you.
But I could use a lot of, like, bedding stuff.
Yeah. Hex also does great registration, where you just use a little gun to zap what you need.
I was really happy, though, and I really would like to say to the people,
you'll never do that, Rob.
No, I won't. No.
It's fun, though. You'd love it.
What size bed?
Well, I have a king.
Okay.
I have a big bed.
Got it.
Yes, sir. Big empty bed. I do. It's the lonely guy. If you saw my bedroom, it is pathetic. It is. Now, the rest of my house is coming together. As a matter of fact, it's looking pretty good. But I'll tell you, in the kitchen.
This is the story of how I became a lonely guy.
It is really a pathetic bedroom. It is a completely pathetic bedroom.
Your lonely guys have been with us since the beginning of time.
It is not the nicest bedroom I've ever seen. I mean, it's a beautiful, like, laid out bedroom, but the biggest bedroom in the house is I reserve for the kids, so they could, like, have, like, a play area in there and do
very
that.
Nice.
And they dig that. They rattled around in it and stuff. They're a little scared last night because their first night in the house.
Sure.
And so they ended up crawling into bed with me. And so I have these, you know, these $1 million bunk beds that I bought that are down on the lower level. And, you know, we're all sitting there, you know, and it looks like a game of Twister when you wake up in the morning, you know, with feet and it's just, it was not. And I, you know, whenever.
Daddy, where's the forks?
Hey, I've taken care of that. Hey, you know what I did today? Seriously, I I'm talking about almost 2 weeks ago, right? Or a week ago.
A week ago Friday.
A week ago Friday. I've rectified everything. As a matter of fact, today I had a griddle. I made pancakes for the kids. I actually had orange juice and everything. All the glassware had been purchased. All the knives and forks. I'd actually run a load of dishes the night before. I mean, I'm perfectly good. Where I break down. And I'm not proud to admit this, but I completely and utterly suck at anything to do with, like, preparing bedding. I hate it. I'm bad at it. Like, I'll put that fitted sheet over in the corner, then I'll go to put the other corner, and the thing pops up into the air, and I get pissed off, and I'm trying to get this thing right. And then by the time when I get it all set, and you fluff it up in the air to get it all nice and level, and it just looks like somebody rolled around in it. It's horrible.
Why don't you hire yourself a consuelo?
Because, Dad, I'm brand new to this yet. I'm not there yet. I'm probably going to bring a consuelo in there, eventually. But that also is, I got the hinkies about somebody coming in and, what's it going to be
all right,
like?
So don't go with
what's it going to be like when she finishes up, doing the house and cleaning
stuff?
You get yourself a nice Chinese.
That's very good. Yes, ravioli's in the second cabinet. Yes, get one of those new bowls out. But the first morning when I was in that house, it was Saturday morning, whenever you go on the road, when we go on the road, we stay someplace that's strange. Sometimes we all talk about how the fact you don't sleep well, it's the same thing, only like 10 times worse if you're in a brand new house. And this is not less isolated. This is more isolated than I was before. It's very rural where I am. And I awaken like 4 or 5 times in the middle of the night, just sitting bolt upright because I would hear things. And then in the morning, I get this. And I really thought someone was knocking at the door. So I get up, jump out of bed in my underwear, and I run down, and I got this little, this little A-frame thing, and I look down, and I look to see if anybody's at the door. I go back in, it's like 5 o'clock, and I crawl back into bed, and then like seconds later, I hear the, and I run out again. I don't know what the hell is going on. And then the last time I get up, and I got a bird that sits like right on the edge. Every single morning, this bird has been there. It's like a little starling bird, and it's sitting there right at the edge, and it's pecking. I don't know what the hell it's pecking at, but it's pecking at something in between the window and the little groove that the one
pecker had.
And it's sitting there, and it wakes me up every. But now I've grown accustomed to. I actually put bread out on the front porch for the bird because
nice.
The bird is and my kids saw the bird this morning, and it's nice. But the moral of the story is, if you're
this
going
is the story of how I became a lonely guy.
I'm not all that lonely. I mean, that's why God invented bars.
Man and his bird.
I've been with us since the beginning of time.
How many people have been asked this, Virginia? I'll tell you that I'm becoming a bit of a regular.
Okay, we got a break.
I'd like to thank my good friends at Okra's, too, where the Crap Blues Band played, and Sully's on Friday night, since I wasn't able to give them the mentions last week. This is kind of a post-mortem, and I want to thank the small crowd that came to Sully's, because they usually listen to the radio, and the group of friends that came to Okra's. It was very nice. And, hey, Don, the band's keeping me together right now.
Okay.
I don't have a family. Except for my kids, that's good. I mean, but as far as the whole nuclear family, our family last week. Did our family pick it up last week or what?
We did, okay.
Absolutely.
Right.
But everything's fine. Everything's going great, and my kids are really digging the place. My wife and I are getting along as well as you can in these circumstances. Everything is fine. I just need to perhaps get my S together a little bit more than I have.
I think you need two things.
Okay.
And perhaps they can be combined into one.
All right. Very good.
You need a cleaning woman slash hua.
A concubine, as it will, an Asian concubine.
Asian, Mexican, whatever. You need a woman who will clean during the day and service you in the evening, and then we'll leave without a trace.
Hey, but I do have one thing.
What's that?
I got satellite internet.
All right.
Hallelujah. Wrap it.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Good.
Incredible.
Great.
I want to thank my buddies for sending me the pictures of the French women that were painted like cows.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Every morning you send your kids out into a world filled with drugs, peer pressure, alcohol, even violence.
How can you be sure they have the skills to find their way home safely? That they can make good decisions when you're not watching over them? This is Barry Williams, urging you to call the Girls and Boys Town National Hotline for help and advice at 1-800-448-3000. The call is free anytime, day or night. 1-800-448-3000. Just call. Your kids will be glad you did.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Know the greatest phrase ever invented in shopping? No, it's not, "I'll just wait in the car." The greatest phrase is, "No thanks, I'm just looking." I mean, what freedom, what liberation. What a great way to buy car insurance. In fact, why not do some looking right now? Go to GEICO.com. It's quick, it's easy, and you could save hundreds. You know, saving money looks good on you. GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You've heard it's all about the O. Well, what does that mean? It means you have one place to go for a luxurious lifestyle. Overstock.com offers the web's best deals on designer fashions, books, music, sporting goods, bedding, assisted living products, all up to 70% off, plus affordable vacation packages and an auction department with hard-to-find one-of-a-kind items. Live operators 24/7, and it's $2.95 shipping on every order. Simple, safe, and easy. Overstock.com.
This is my friend Rick.
Hi.
Anyway, Rick thinks it's not manly to have a fresh-smelling car. Rick, do you prefer to have your car smelling like stale drive-thru or, you know, like you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a girlfriend?
No.
Makes sense to me. Rick, you should try using new Glade car-scented oil because nothing freshens like it. By clipping it on your air vent, you release Glade fragrances that attract the ladies.
Ladies?
That's right, Rick. Get used to the idea. New car-scented oil only from Glade. It's freshness to go. F.C. Johnson, a family company.
It's the Don and Mike Show on Pittsburgh's new talk station, The Edge, 1550.
NBC News Radio, I'm Bob Kerr at the White House. Michael Brown is out as head of FEMA. He resigned today as director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency under fire for the slow response to Katrina. David Paulison, already a top FEMA official with considerable experience, will replace Brown. All this as President Bush made his third trip to the devastated Gulf Coast today, rejecting claims that the war in Iraq slowed the federal recovery effort.
It is preposterous to claim that the engagement in Iraq meant there weren't enough troops here. Just pure and simple.
A blackout, a big one, hit a part of L.A. this afternoon. City authorities say it was caused by the inadvertent cutting of a power line. On the first full day of his Senate confirmation hearings, U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice nominee John Roberts compared himself to a baseball umpire, saying his role on the high court is not to make the rules, but to interpret them. He faces questions from senators tomorrow. I'm Bob Kerr, NBC News Radio.
Every day, your company's...
From air.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the newly designed Maytag Neptune High Efficiency Washer, which has the largest front load capacity available. So you can do more loads in less time. And even a king-size comforter. It's only from the most trusted brand in laundry. Maytag. For less laundry, more life. Depend on us.
Is your car covered in dust? Has someone written the words, "Wash me" on it? It might be a good time to clean your vehicle. If you're looking for a quick, reliable, and inexpensive self-serve car wash, check out Weston Enterprises' 4 convenient locations. On McLaughlin Road, close to the Bridgeville Borough in Upper St. Clair. On Kennywood Boulevard, just 1/4 mile from Kennywood McDonald's in Duquesne. On Route 48, Mosside Boulevard, only 1/4 mile from the Gateway High School in Monroeville. And on West Carson Street, right across from Caravelle Chevrolet in the Keys Rocks. Each self-serve location has new vacuums for great suction, lots of soap, lots of water pressure, and great foam brushes. Treat your ride and clean it today at one of the Weston Enterprises' conveniently located self-serve car washes near you. Oh, by the way, don't forget to clean the mirrors.
Dad.
Daddy, why is the sky blue?
To match your pretty eyes.
Nope. See, all colors have wavelengths that are diffused by oxygen and nitrogen. Since blue has the shortest wavelength, it's diffused up to 10 times more.
Who taught you that?
Mommy.
By sixth grade, too many girls lose interest in math and science, which they'll need for most future jobs. Keep her interest alive. For ideas, go to girlsgotech.org. It's her future. Do the math. A public service message brought to you by Girl Scouts of the USA and the Ad Council.
Do that.
Mommy.
By sixth.
Okay, class. Today we're going to read out loud. Who wants to go first?
Please don't call on me. Please don't call on me.
If your child struggles in school, listen to the little voice inside your head. Get help now. A lot of kids who struggle are smart. They just learn differently. For free information, visit www.focusonlearning.org. Focusonlearning.org. Or call 1-888-478-MIND. A message from the Advertising Council and the CCLD.
Hi, this is Jeff Schneider. Tune into my new talk show,
The Unshow,
every Monday through Friday at...
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, everyone, here comes the cake.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Pa. Happy birthday to you.
Hey!
Boys, I just don't know what to say. I'm overwhelmed. This is what all the secrecy was about.
We've been planning it for weeks, Pa.
Took a little bit of doing, too, Paul.
Well, I appreciate it. But why this particular day?
Because it's your birthday.
Oh, Adam, we all know my birth records were lost. I've never known my birth date.
Well, we do now. Took a lot of letter writing, but we finally traced the daughter of your old family minister, who had recorded it also.
That's wonderful. And real thoughtful of you, fellas. I've always missed having a regular birthday. How old am I?
Oh, you'd be surprised, Pa.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Fellas, how about a song in honor of Pa?
Now, wait a minute. Now, there's something I'd like to say. Well, maybe I can say it best in this song.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman. Giving all your love to just one.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
Now that is NFL Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen. His broadcast partner on Redskins Radio is Larry Michael. And Larry Michael knows a secret. So if you're listening locally, make sure you listen to Redskins Radio. Don't worry, I won't let the cat out of the bag. It is the best of Don and Mike, your old buddy Rob Spiewak, sitting here with you, enjoying some great stuff. Let's go back to the 30th anniversary of Watergate. If you're an older person, perhaps you remember that historical footnote. And there was a guy that used to work here. No, not Ralph Renzi. It was G. Gordon Liddy. And we had him in the studio, sort of. It's the 30th anniversary of Watergate on the best of Don and Mike.
30 years ago today,
Something happened in America. And, you know, he's going to be reaping the benefits. He'll be on TV tonight getting free publicity. Like he's some kind of goddamn hero. Come on in. 30 years ago today, this feeble old man broke into the Watergate Hotel.
Brother Donald, I am here. I have reclaimed my proper role. Middays on a... WJFK. Let me sit down right now.
Now, gee, we're going to have to do a break.
A break? A break? Ein Briak? Einen. There we go.
Break. But you without a doubt, are getting all this free publicity again because it was 30 years ago today that the Watergate burglary was discovered.
Right. From the USA Today. Hold on just a second here. Let me read. Dateline, Washington. Even as President Bush's approval ratings remain high, his political advisors are mapping a strategy.
No! Don't read out of the newspaper,
please.
Like you do on your radio show.
I thought you'd be interested to recapture the magic that I possessed when I was in this particular time slot. Are you saying that you will not assuage me? Donald, see my Harley Davidson.
Have you gone to the bathroom recently?
I need my Tupperware, and I will do that right now. If the lovely Diana will bring me my Tupperware, I will relieve my bladder. Where is Julie Aurora?
How's the missus?
Fine. Thank you for asking. I am very happy to be here. Of course, it is the anniversary of the break-in. I'm very happy at the Watergate.
Hey, hold on. We'll be back with our special guest, a guy who ever, you know, and goddamn you.
Now, there's no need to take the Lord's name in vain.
20 years ago, when the guy worked at the station, right. He got the bonus during the ratings of being on TV for the 20th anniversary of Watergate.
Right.
Then the 25th anniversary of Watergate. Uh-huh. And now today, you're getting all of this attention for the 30th anniversary of Watergate. But it should be pointed out, it's the 30th anniversary of you bungling a burglary.
Dateline, Genesee, Colorado. The clouds of smoke towering over Colorado from the West Indies are invisible from this vast suburban enclave in the foothills west of death.
Huh? I smell.
I've had one.
Okay,
let me clean myself. I will do so because I'm potent. As you can clearly smell, I am potente.
Sure are.
We'll be right back.
And we're back on the Donna Mike Show. This is G. Gordon Liddy. Right before my review of and comment on the news, we will be discussing what is on the minds of most people. Today, of course, the anniversary of Watergate.
Watergate, yes.
I'm sure many of your listeners are curious, especially many of the same people who frequented me during this time of day on this particular time and place.
The smaller number. Of people.
Yes, indeed.
And you know what? We're also...
Indeed-y-doos. Indeed, sir.
We are also coming up on the one-year anniversary of you being fired.
That is correct, Brother Donald. And I regret that day. I rue that day. I drove away in my Harley Davidson motorcycle with a lovely Diana on the back of it. But I am very happy to say it's good to be back.
Diana Kay, executive producer of the G. Gordon Liddy Show.
Indeed, sir. You are correct.
Three-time stacked and packed girl... Diana Kay breaks the blonde stereotype in pieces with her 158 IQ.
And sadly, they're in stain.
Recruited by the G-Man after a 13-year award-winning career in national sales and marketing, she joined the show in November 2000.
Indeed, she did, sir.
30-something Diana is the voice you hear when you call to speak with the G-Man on the air. I'm on your website right now.
She could not... I think I'm not overstating it, as you will clearly see, as I could not possibly have picked anyone lovelier or more bright. And she's a hell of a girl.
Well, there's a picture here.
Yes, indeed.
There's a picture here of the two of you, which appears to be quite intimate, where you... You are hugging her, and she is...
Well, most women, I should point
playing
out...
Playing with your belly.
Now, just hold on there. Let me point out to you that I am a tremendously, even at my age of 70-plus years, I am still virile and potent, and women cannot resist my charms, Brother Donald. You know, know that that's true. Of course, that's true.
I'm looking here, though, on your webpage.
Yes.
And,
yes, indeed.
The ggordonliddyshow.com.
Yes, the webpage without the liberal Lanny Davis.
And yes. I noticed, let me just count here in the picture.
Silent coup.
I'm going to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12, 15, 18.
Yes.
21, 24. 24 pictures of your producer, Diana. Yet
indeed.
I can't find one picture of your stately wife, Frances Liddy.
Let me remind you that in the movie, I'm sorry, the book Silent Coup by Lynn Kolodny, he says it's better to look at a pretty lady than my face, and you'll notice that is why I've put the lovely Diana on the website many times, so that you won't have to look at me, sir. Now, let me get right to the news.
Where's the picture of Frances, though?
We don't seem to have that up there, but I'm sure that if someone would call me, when I wrote Monkey Handlers, they always wanted photographs. I'm sure you can get a photograph wherever you want.
Why'd you F up the burglary?
Dateline Washington, this spring, Army Green Berets, set off from eastern Afghanistan toward the Pakistani border.
Hey, George?
Yeah.
George Liddy?
Yes, Brother Donald. Good to see you again. How have you been?
How did you manage to bungle that simple break-in into that room at the Watergate Hotel?
I must beg to differ with your premise, sir. It was not a bungling. It was not a bungling at all. It was actually a perfectly executed crime that unfortunately went awry, as many things... Donald?
Yes.
Let me point out to you that in every enterprise, sir, there is an element of risk. And, of course, with the break-in at the time, we were participating in an operation, covert, as it was, with an element of risk.
I smelled again.
I have colored my mustache the color of licorice Twizzlers. Let me point out to you that mustache is black, and so are my briefs.
I smell.
They are black. If I was to take them off, they would be the color of tar. As they are right now.
I smell bad.
I must wash. I would like, I require several things when I'm doing my show, and I will require them of you if you are to accommodate me, sir.
All right, what do you need to continue here?
First and foremost, I would need a bucket of warm, tepid water. I would like a single bath sheet. A bath towel, if possible.
Yeah.
And I would like a damp towel as well, along with a roll of Bounty paper towels and a glove. Then I will be fine, because I seem to have this tarry substance.
We're sure.
It is very disturbing.
We're sure modern autograph machine.
It is upstairs.
I don't think that's something we've ever discussed on the air.
You mean the machine that I purchased to sign my photographs? When someone would say an honor and a privilege, and then they would request an autograph photo, I would whisk it upstairs with one of my many minions. It would then be put in the machine where the automatic autograph signing machine would work. You have your manservant, Rob. I had a machine.
And, Rob, how did that machine work? Explain that machine to us.
I seem to on my burgundy blazer.
Oh, no.
Oh, the auto pen.
It's very, very tight.
The auto pen would have a small clamp that would hold usually a Sharpie. And they could put the picture down on, like, a table. It's like a desk-type deal.
I got that idea from Bob Conrad. Bob Conrad and I were out there in Los Angeles, and he said, G-Man? I said, yeah, Bob.